Very good. Lord, we just ask you to be with us this evening.
主啊，我们就求你今天晚上与我们同在。
We thank you for your promise, which says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
我们感谢您这样应许我们，你说两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在你们中间。
And so you have promised to be with us this evening, and we're thankful.
应许今天晚上一定跟我们在一起，我们为此感恩。
And we're honored to be in your presence this evening, Lord.
我们也深感荣幸啊，我们今天能跟您在一起。
So we pray that you'll just bless each one tonight.
我们祈求您今天祝福我们来的每一个弟兄姐妹。
We pray, Lord, that you'll bring along others. Who need this ministry, we pray that you will bless each one of us who are here already.
我们一起求你带更多的想要来学习这个话题的弟兄姐妹们来也求您祝福我们今天现在已经进来的弟兄姐妹们。
And we pray, Lord, that you will give Eric the right words to speak to each of us.
主，我们祈求您给Eric 正确的话语对我们每个人说话。
We give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's good to be with you again this evening in Vancouver. It's a lovely evening in Vancouver, a spring with all the flowers and blossoms coming out. The trees are full of beautiful blossoms.
很高兴今天晚上跟大家在一起啊。温哥华今天的天气非常好啊，已经是春天了啊，到处都开满了花，树上的花也都开了。
And as our day is ending, your day is just beginning.
我们的今天啊，星期五已经快结束了，但是大家的在国内的星期六刚刚开始。
But we can enjoy our time together. Today, we're going to look at some more studies about how to read or how to study your Bible.
但是不管在哪里呢，我们都享受现在我们在一起的时光。我们今天继续学习如何研读圣经。
Now, the Bible is a big book.
圣经是一本很大的书。
It's 66 books. And it was written over a period of nearly 4,000 years.
那圣经呢是有66卷书，然后它的时间跨度呢差不多有4000年。
It was written in a number of different countries.
而且是在不同的国家写成的。
Was written in two main languages.
是有两种主要的语言写成。
And it was written by about 40 different men.
差不多是有40个作者写的。
And because it's such an ancient book, many of the practices and the customs and some of the words that we find, they seem very, very remote and difficult sometimes to understand.
那正是因为圣经是这样一本古老的书，所以圣经中所提到的一些当时的习俗一些做法还有人名对我们来说都很遥远，都很陌生，也很难懂。
As well, we have most of us who read the Bible don't know the original languages.
而且呢，对于我们大部分人来说呢，我们都不懂这个写圣经的这两个原文的语言。
And sometimes when we read something in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament,It's very difficult for us to understand.
也特别是尤其当我们读圣经的旧约的时候真的是有的地方很难明白。
And that's why we've been trying to impress upon each one of us that we need to read the Bible and read the Bible and read it again.
所以呢，我就需要不断的向大家强调我们要不断的读，一遍一遍的读圣经，读读读。
It's the most important book in all the world.
它是这全世界最重要的一本书。
Because it's God's word to mankind, to all men, all men.
这因为这是神给全人类的一本书，是他的话，是神的话。
So we need to read the Bible, and we talked about meditating on the Bible and memorizing much some of the scripture, so that we get it into our hearts.
对，我们前几课都讲到啊，我们该如何的默想圣经，以及如何背诵一些经文呢？让这些经文能够进到我们的心里。
And especially if you're a younger Christian, there's not very much familiar material when you read the Bible. It's hard to understand portions of it.
那特别是如果你是初信的基督徒的话，你读的时候因为没有太多的你熟悉的内容或者材料可以参考，尤其是读起来比较难。
So tonight I'm going to talk about some helps that are available to us.To help us to study the Bible.
那今天晚上呢，我就要给大家介绍一些学习的辅助的工具啊，能够帮助我们来学习圣经。
Now I'm going to talk about four different helps.
那我要讲到呢，是有四种辅助的工具可以用来帮助我们学圣经的。
And I'll explain each one in turn, but we're going to talk about concordance.An encyclopedia, Bible atlas, and Bible commentaries.
那这四种是什么呢？就是索引，还有就是这个字典或者说是百科全书，还有呢就是地图集以及呢就是解经书。
Now, this is a Bible concordance, and you can see how big.This book is.
那现在 Eric 手里拿的这本呢，就是一本索引书。大家可以看啊，这本索引书多厚多大。
And it's written in very fine and very very detailed book.
那它里面的字体呢也很小，是小号的字体。里头的东西都非常的详细详尽。
Now it's one of the best helps that you can find.To help your study of the Bible.
那这是最好的工具之一啊，能够帮助你们学习圣经的。
First of all, if you want to look up a word, to find a word in the Bible, it has every word in the Bible is in this book.
那首先呢，如果你要想找圣经里的一个词的话呢，你在这本索引里都能够找到，这本这个索引里面包含了圣经用的每一个词。
So if you want to find a word, but you don't know where in the Bible that word might be, you can look up in the concordance and it will tell you every place in the Bible where that word is used.
如果你想你不知道一个词呢出现在圣经的哪个章节呢你就用这本索引呢它都可以告诉你这一个词在圣经的哪些章节出现过。
But it goes much beyond that. It's actually a dictionary as well.
当然它的功能呢远不止这些，其实呢它是一本字典。
Because you can not only find the word where it is in the Bible, what chapter and verse it is, but you can also find the meaning in the original Hebrew and Greek.
你不仅能够在这个索引书里面找到这个词在圣经的哪一卷书哪一章哪一节同时呢你还可以知道它的希腊文或者希伯来的原文是什么以及这个词的意思是什么。
Now, you don't have to buy this big thick book.
其实大家呢不用去买这么厚的一本书啊。
Because of modern technology, you can get that book on your phone.
那是因为我们现在有现代科技的手段，我们都可以把这个书啊都装在我们的手机里面。
And Yan Ling is going to show us in a little while an app that will help us to find that to be able to download the very important study helps that we're going to talk about tonight.
那我现在呢就跟大家介绍一个手机的这个 app 可以包含了有这个索引的功能的。我现在给大家分享一下屏幕啊。
So we'll explain a little later on, but every word in this concordance is given a number.
大家可以看一下啊，就是这是我现在把手机投屏到这个电脑的这个屏幕上，大家可以看这个有一个十字架的这个图标呢，叫精读圣经。我相信可能很多弟兄姐妹已经下载了这个精读圣经，它是一个功能非常全的一个工具。我们现在就看一下哈。Eric, did you want me to explain?
Yes.
Okay. 我给大家解释一下，就是怎么它这个在这个精读圣经这个app 里面，这个索引的功能是怎么去用啊？一个呢，就是在这个搜索这里嘛，搜索这个你搜索任何一个词都可以，比如说我说耶路撒冷啊。对，然后你看它所有含有耶路撒冷这个词的经节，它都在这里面了，这是索引的功能。然后我们再看就是怎么知道它的希腊文的和希伯来原文的这个意思呢？它在这个下面这个原文这个功能里面，大家可以跟着我的这个看一下哈。比如说，我先换一下中文的版本。比如说《使徒行传》一章，现在是《使徒行传》一章一节。然后我们可以看到，这里面有所有的词的编号都有。这个编号呢，跟刚才Eric 手里那本大书用的编号是一模一样的。比如说，他这里的耶稣的编号就是2424。他的下面这个我们可以点这个耶稣哈，然后他就可以告诉你2424这个的希腊文原文是什么，就是这个字。当然我读不出来啊。然后呢，他的耶稣的意思是什么呢？就是这里有七个对吧，五个意思。然后呢，在大家再看这个有一个蓝色的键叫相关经文，你把它打开呢，然后所有耶稣的这个有2424这个词的经节就全部都在这里了。所以现在大家可以知道这个索引这个功能是怎么融在这个精读圣经的这个 app 里面的。
Yes, now, what I'll do, I'm going to give an example of a recent study that I did for three different words.
Okay. 现在 Eric 呢要给大家举三个词的例子来告诉大家怎么用这个工具。
I've been studying the book of Ruth.
他最近在读这个路德记。
And the first chapter of the book of Ruth, if you could go to the book of Ruth, please.
大家可以翻到路德记啊。
And I want to read verses 1 to 5.
读一到四节。
Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech. The name of his wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left, and her two sons. Now they took wives of the woman of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years.
好，我们读这个路德记的一章一到四节啊，就是我今天这个屏幕上也就是这一章，大家可以跟着看。当事实秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩押地去寄居，这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻名叫拿俄米，他两个儿子一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基连。 都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人，他们到了蒙雅地就住在那里。后来拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子，这两个儿子娶了摩押女子为妻，一个名叫俄尔巴，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约有十年。
Thank you. Now the story is about a man and his wife who they depart out of the land of promise because of a famine.
那这个故事呢讲到一个人和他的一家人呢因为饥荒就离开了神给他们的应许之地。
And they traveled to a land that was not given to them, to the children of Israel.
他们去到的那个地方呢并不是神给他们的给以色列人的地方。
So they left their inheritance behind.
所以他们把他们的产业呢就不要了，扔在原来的地方了。
And as I read this account, I began to see something that told a little more of the story.
那我读这个故事的时候呢，就读出了更多的东西。
It tells me that they didn't really want to go to live there, but they ended up living and staying in Moab.
其实他们并不是想一直就长期住在那里，结果最后呢，他们就在那里安顿下来了。
And so it says in verse 1 that they went to dwell in the country of Moab.
Verse 1. 第一节他说他们往摩押地去寄居。
Yeah. So I looked up that word dwell. They went to dwell there.
那他这个英文呢用的是居住这个词啊。
And in the concordance, it had a number. The number was 1481.
大家等我一下，我也把这个词找出来。
So if you can go to that, you can go to that 1481.
1481. Verse 1, that's right. Yes, 1481. That's right,
okay. Now, the meaning of that means to sojourn. It's translated sojourn, but the meaning in the scripture is they went to dwell as a guest. It was a temporary arrangement.
大家看哈，就是1481这个词，就是中文翻译成寄居这个词很准确，因为它这个词的原意呢就是 sojourn 就是作为一个客人住在那里，不是说要长期反客为主住在那里的意思，所以是寄居的意思。
So it tells me that their original intention was not to go to live there, but just to go for a short time as a visitor.
所以呢就这一个词啊就可以告诉我们，他们本来去的时候的初衷呢并不是想长期在那里住的，只是在那住一段时间，熬过这个饥荒就可以回去了。
But then in verse 2 we find that they in the last part of the verse they went to the country of Moab and then they remained there.
然后我们看这个第二节啊，第二节他就说他们到了摩押地就住在那里。
Yeah, and that's number 1961, and you can look it up in the dictionary. And the meaning that I've got in my concordance means that they continued. They went as a visitor. But then they continued there.
那你看这里面用的这个词啊，就是是1961这个编号，这是它的希伯来原文。那这个词的意思就是持续的住在那里了。
Does if you click on that number 1961,
yes.
Do you get a definition for that?
Yes. It means was. Come to pass, came, has been, or happened, become, pertained.
Better for thee.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that's not the same as my concordance, unfortunately. The word to continue, is a little different than to just go as a visitor. They continued and stayed there.
那 Eric 手里那本他的解释呢是说继续持续的住在那里的意思，是有一个持续性的意思。
And then in verse 4 we read that they dwelt there about 10 years. At the end of the verse 4 it says, and they dwelt there about 10 years.
我们再看第四节啊，最后半句他说在那里住了有十年。
And that word there, it means to settle down. It means literally to sit down. They settled there.
然后你看这里面这个住了哈，它这个词编号是3427，这个希伯来原文的意思呢，就是安顿下来了，坐下来了。你看它这个里面有 sit 的意思，对。
So the concordance gave me more understanding of what happened to Elimelech and Naomi when they left the land of Judah.
所以呢，这个就这个索引啊，去查这几个词呢，就可以帮助我明白这个以利米勒和拿俄米他们夫妻俩到摩押地从前到后他们是一个怎么样的过程，怎么样一个变化。
They originally went and to left the land of Israel, their inheritance, because they were trying to avoid the consequences of sin.
因为他们一开始呢，他们离开这个应许之地到摩押地区呢，是他们想躲避这个罪的后果。
Because the Lord had said that if they sinned, that he might send a famine in the land. He'd hold back the rain so there would be no harvest.
因为神曾经说过，如果以色列人犯罪的话呢，他就会使天不下雨，就会使饥荒降临在这地上。
So they thought they'd just go down to Moab and just for a visit.
所以最初呢，他们去摩押地呢，只是暂住一段时间。
And then they continued there. They didn't go back right away.
但是后面呢，他们就继续留在那里的，他们没有马上回去。
And as circumstances would have it, their boys married two girls of Moab, and they settled down and made it their home.
但是后来随着这个情况的变化，比如他们两个儿子都在那里娶了当地的女子，都结婚了，都成家了，那慢慢这一家人呢就在那里安顿下来了。
So I gave a wider meaning of their departure from the promises of God. It's like the lesson is, of course, as we backslide and we go into the world to avoid God's discipline against us, we get.
那么这个运用到我们自己身上呢，就是它就可以告诉我们，当我们想要躲避神的管教的时候，我们也可能会转向世界，就滑到世界里去了。
Yes, now this app, I notice one thing, Yan Ling, is it does not give the root meaning of the word in the original. It gives the various ways that it's translated in our Bibles, but it doesn't, right? It's not a lexicon, it just, but anyway, it's useful in that way because you can see how it is translated in other contexts.
Eric 说呢，他现在也明白了，就是我们这个京都圣经里的这个索引的这个功能啊，他这里给的这个意思啊，不是说是那个原文本身的意思，是说他在不同的译本里面会翻译成什么字，翻译成什么词。所以刚才你看，他这里面这个 AV 就是American standard vision 好像是这个他在这个翻译版本里就用这个词。
That's the authorized version, the King James version. AV means authorized version.
Oh, okay. 这个 AV 就是英王钦定版里面的翻译就是用的这个词。
Very good. So the concordance is, I find, a very useful tool, and I use it now. I have an app on my phone that I use, and I use that more than I use the big book.
他说他手机里呢也下载了一个这个叫索引的这个app， 他说他现在用这个手机来查比用这个书就是这个印刷出来的书要多得多。
And so it's a very useful tool, and as you, if you use the app, later on, Yanling will give us a link to that, and tell us how you can, download that app, it's very useful, the concordance. But there's some more helps as well that I want to talk about.
所以这个索引这个工具呢是非常有用的，对我们读经很有帮助。然后等一下呢，我会那个如果没有精读圣经这个 app 的呢，我会把它这个二维码放在这个屏幕分享上，大家可以扫码加入。因为这个精读圣经现在在国内的这个app 的架上都已经下架了，就是大家现在到那个 Apple Store 或者到安卓的那个商店里是找不到这个 app 的了。等一会儿我会给大家发这个。
So the concordance will help you find words in the Bible and the way that they are translated, and so you can get it's very helpful.
所以这个索引这个功能呢，这个工具能够帮助我们找到这个词在圣经的哪节哪章哪节里面，然后同时呢，也可以帮助我们看到它在不同的版本里面它翻译成什么词。
Now another very useful tool is a Bible encyclopedia or dictionary.
那么另外一个很有用的工具呢，就是圣经词典或者说圣经百科全书。
And there's one on this app, it's the Baker Encyclopedia of the Bible.
那我们这个精读圣经这个 app 里面呢，它也含进去了一个百科全书，是 Baker 出版社出版的圣经百科全书。
Now, this is a Bible dictionary or encyclopedia, but a different one than the app, but a very good one. They're both very good.
那么 Eric 刚才给大家展示的那个是另外一本圣经词典，也是非常好的。
Now what an encyclopedia will do, it's list, there's topics, it's a topical information source of all Bible knowledge.
那这个圣经词典呢，它是按照这个主题来列的，就是这个圣经里面的这个知识。
And it gives information on persons and places and things of countries and plants and animals of the Bible.
它会告诉我们很多关于圣经里面提到的人地方植物国家各种地理的这个名词的它相关的一些信息。
So we, you can look up in your Bible encyclopedia some topic of something. For example, in Exodus chapter 30 and verse 18.
它这个圣经词典呢，它是按照主题来这样分类的。我们可以看一下，举个例子，出埃及记的三十章。13.
Exodus 30.
出埃及记的三十章。
And verse 18.
十八节。
Here we have something maybe you're not familiar with.
这里呢，我们可能有一些我们平时不熟悉的东西。
Verse 17 says, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, you shall also make a laver of bronze with its base also of bronze for washing. You shall put it between the tabernacle of meeting and the altar. And you shall put water in it, and Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet in water from it when they go into the tabernacle of meeting, and when they come near the altar to minister, to burn an offering made by fire to the Lord, lest so that they shall wash with water, lest they die.
我们读17到20节啊。耶和华晓谕摩西说，你要用铜做洗濯盆和盆座，以便洗濯，要将盆放在会幕和坛的中间，在盆里盛水，亚伦和他的儿子要在这盆里洗手洗脚，他们进会幕或是就近坛前供职，给耶和华献火祭的时候，必用水洗濯，免得死亡。
Now, a Bible encyclopedia. In this encyclopedia we have two full pages that talk more about the laver and its use, what it was, the materials it was made for, and a lot of other details that will help you to understand the scripture itself.
那Eric说他手里的那本圣经词典呢，就会有满满的两页啊，去讲这个洗濯盆，关于这洗濯盆的一切，包括它用的什么材料、什么形状，反正所有的细节都在里面了。
So, you, it also lists the people of the Bible. Every person in the Bible that is mentioned, you get a little biography in the encyclopedia of each man or woman of the Bible.
另外呢，就是圣经里面提到的每一个人呢，在这个圣经词典里面呢，都会给他一个小小的像传记一样的介绍。
And so it will draw from all the scripture information about a person or a thing or an event.
所以他会把圣经里面所有关于这一个人，就同样这一个人的所有的信息呢汇集起来，然后组成一个像这个关于这个人的传记一样的介绍，放在这一个词条的下面，就这个人名的词条下面。
And it could maybe that you're interested in the country of Egypt and you want to look up Egypt, it'll have an article on Egypt.
那或者说你可能对埃及感兴趣，然后这个在埃及这个词条下面呢，它会有一整篇文章，把这个圣经里所有跟埃及相关的，包括对埃及的这个介绍、历史、文所有的介绍的信息都在里面。
So there's articles on customs, there on plants and animals. There's all kinds of information in a Bible encyclopedia.
所以在圣经词典里还包括各个国家的习俗他们的就植物、气候、地理所有的这些背景知识都在这个词典里面会能找到。
So if you're reading your Bible and you come to something, some custom that you don't understand, or you want to learn a little more about a certain person, an encyclopedia is a good tool for your Bible study.
所以当你要读圣经的时候，你想对某一个时代的或者某一个国家的习俗想要有更多的了解的话，或者你想要对圣经里的某一个人物有更多的了解的话，你就可以这时候去查一下这个圣经词典，会对你很有帮助。
Now, another good tool for the Bible is an atlas.
Eric, would you like me to show how?
Yeah, sure.
我给大家讲一下，就是我们的这个精读圣经呢里面呢，因为它也内含了一个词典，我可以给大家介绍一下怎么用哦。那首先呢，大家要在这个下载这里哦，你看这个下载哦，对对，等会儿我点错，这个下载这里呢有一个词典，这个词典点开呢。它有几个选择我是下了这个正主圣经百科全书，这个就是那个 Baker 出版社出版的这个应该还是很好的。 Eric 他也帮我查了一下，他说这也是很好的一个百科全书，然后我还下了这个地图集。你下载了以后呢，然后你再回到每一章的，比如说刚才那个读的出埃及记的30章啊， 然后他这个洗濯盆，凡是大家读看这个经文里面，凡是下面画线的，有一条横线的，你把它点开，关于这个词条的这个百科全书里的内容呢，就在这里面了啊，所以非常的方便。你看这个以色列，他就把以色列的所有的信息都放在这个词条下面，大家就可以去看了。比如再找一个人的名字，比如亚伦。那所有亚伦的信息，就像刚才 Eric 说的，像一个传记一样的，他就都把它汇总在这里了。对，然后他这里头，如果碰到地名的时候呢，他还有地图。比如说我换一个《使徒行传》吧，就一章嘛。比如说，我们找到这个撒玛利亚，你看他所有划线的都可以啊。撒玛利亚，所有关于撒玛利亚的信息在这里，然后往下拉，因为我下载了地图集，所以它这个跟撒玛利亚相关的这个地图册呢，去你看一下就看就可以看到这个地图了，它就都会在这里了。OK, Eric.
Very good. So you've gone introduced the Bible Atlas as well, did you?
No, just a little bit.
Just a little bit, okay, yeah. Because I don't think it's in the app anyway.
there are some.
There are some, okay. Also, you'll find that in some of your Bibles, you have maps in your Bibles. Make use of the, yeah.
第三个工具呢，就是圣经地图集，就是我们用的圣经呢，大部分圣经它都会附一些地图。
And if you ever have an opportunity to travel to Israel, you will get the maps not only on an app, but you'll have it right in your own brain and heart.
就如果大家有机会能够去以色列看看的话呢，走走的话呢，那这个地图呢就不仅是印在纸上的了，而是以色列的这个地图呢就会印在你的脑子里和你的心里了。
Because if you ever have an opportunity to travel to Israel and you can see those Bible lands with your own eyes, the Bible becomes a living thing then.
如果你有机会去以色列的话呢，那这个你就可以亲眼看见这个地图上的这些实物啊，这个以色列的这些地理的名字，这些地，这个怎么说，它这个土地就变活了。
But if you don't have the opportunity, and not everybody does, a Bible Atlas, if you can download any pictures or maps, will help you guide your way through the scriptures and be able to follow the people of God as they move, from Egypt to Canaan and so on.
那如果大家没有机会去以色列的话，那大部分人呢都不是每个人都有机会去以色列的，那这样的话地图集呢对大家就很有帮助了，它可以让你去跟着这个以色列人的这个民族的脚步啊，他们从迦南到了埃及，再从埃及回迦南以及后面发生的所有事，它在这个地图上都能给你展示出来。
So those are three BibleTools or helps that help us in our study. But there's also what is called a commentaries.
Eric, I'd like to share an online source for the Atlas.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, 然后我给大家介绍另外一个就是在网上能够找到的这个地图集的资源啊。大家可以记一下这个网站，它就叫圣光圣经地理咨询。你在百度或者 Google 上，你搜这个圣光地理，就会有这个网站。它这里面呢，它这个地图还是挺全的。我们可以看啊，它这个你看它这个地图集呢，其实是个第一号。 它这个是从简明圣经地图集里出来的，就是简明圣经史地图解，它一共有差不多120多个地图。嗯，然后另外它还有，给大家看一下，它有2组地图集在这里。嗯，对，一个是以色列地图啊、你看大家可以看着这个所有的以色列地图它都在这里了，这是一组地图集。另外呢就是这个简明圣经史地图集，它这个里面一共有122幅图，基本上都够用了，就是如果要查地图的话可以在这个网站上查。我们那个精读圣经里面那个地图集呢用的就是这个简明圣经史地图集。大概就这样，这也是我平时用的。
Yes, and what these helps do is they help to us to understand that the Bible is a true historical document that researchers and scholars, archaeologists and historians, it's every word of God is true, and all this information can be tested in the field of scholarship. And the Bible is accurate in every detail.
嗯，那这个地图集呢，还给我们一个帮助呢，就是它告诉我们，圣经所记载的全部都是真实的，人类的历史，然后它都是有迹可查，有据可查的，所有的这个历史上的历史学家，人文学家、考古学家、地理学家，他们从这个圣经，从这个真实的世界里面和这个地表啊，找到了很多这样的证据，证明圣经都是真实的。
So the Bible is not just a bunch of stories or myths.But it is actually true history that can be tested, and as accurate, no contradictions have ever been found in the Bible.
所以圣经呢不是一本这个童话或者是传说的合集，它是真实的可以查考的历史。目前人类所有的学者所发现的事实没有一样是和圣经冲突的，都证明圣经是真实的。
One other thing about the Bible encyclopedias or Bible dictionary is that they will often refer to archaeological excavations in Israel and those surrounding countries. And the archaeologists confirm the Bible, or the Bible, the Bible doesn't need confirmation, but the science of archaeology proves or confirms all the statements of the Bible.
那另外就是我们刚才讲的这个圣经词典啊，圣经百科全书，它里面有很多信息都是来自这个考古挖掘的这个证据和这个资料，所以它是证实了这个圣经所记载的东西都是真实，它是可以经得住科学检验的。当然圣经并不需要科学去证实它，但是科学可以见证它。
Now the last help I want to talk about is the commentaries.
那最后一个工具我想要讲的呢就是这个解经书。
The best commentary that one volume commentary that I've found is this William MacDonald's Believer's Bible Commentary.
那就我而言，我自己认为哈，这个最好的这个就是合集，就是整本圣经的解经的书呢，就是这个叫信徒圣经解经，是William MacDonald 弟兄写的。
Now the reason I mentioned the commentaries last is because oftentimes, that's the first help that people pick up. And that should not be, we should not depend upon commentaries for our spiritual food.
那我之所以把这个解经书放在最后一个来讲啊，是因为人们非常习惯呢，就是当你读经需要帮助的时候，你第一个想到的是解经书。但是我想要提醒大家的是，我们不能把解经书呢，就是不能全然依靠解经书，作为我们属灵的粮食。
Well, commentaries are good. They help us to understand difficult passages in the scripture, and it does. But they are interpretations.And they're only one man's interpretation. So we keep that in mind.
当然解经书是非常好的，它可以帮助我们去理解一些圣经比较难的部分。但是大家要始终要记得，它是只是一种解读，而且它只是一个人的个人的这个解读的观点。
So you could read the commentaries and not read the Bible, and you could get a lot of Bible knowledge, but without any benefit to your soul.
如果你只读解经书的话呢，你不读圣经，你也可以得到很多的圣经知识，但是对你来说没有任何的益处。
Because the true spiritual food is given to us by the Holy Spirit as we read God's word.
因为真正的属灵的灵里的粮食啊，是在我们读圣经的时候圣灵启示给我们的。
We want to feed our spirits, not our brains necessarily.
所以我们需要的是喂养我们的灵，而不是喂养我们的头脑。
And the Holy Spirit wants to teach us.
那圣灵呢，是想要教导我，直接教导我们的。
So the last thingthat we should pick up is a Bible commentary.
所以我们最后要拿起来的一个辅助的教材呢，是解经书。
Meditating, praying over the word, memorizing it, getting it into your heart is the most important thing.
那读经、默想、祷告、把这经文备注存在你的心里，这才是更重要的、最重要的事情。
We will, Yan Ling, at the end, we can go into detail on how they can download the app and so on. Should we do that at the end?
Yeah. Sure.
I think we'll do that at the end. Because what I like to do for the rest of our time is to continue on from where we left off last week.
我们把就是怎么下载这个经读圣经这个放在最后啊，我们现在就是Eric 想继续上一周的这个话题，就是讲继续给大家介绍怎么读经。
So when we read God's word, it is His letter to us.
当我们读神的话的时候，我们要知道这是神写给我们的一封信。
And we want to be able to hear the voice of God speaking to us.
我们希望的是能够听到神对我们说话。
In order to do that and to understand the scriptures, we need to read all of the scriptures.
那为了要听到神对我们说话，为了要明白呢，我们需要读全本圣经。
And it's a good thing, as some people do, a good practice is to read the Bible through every year.
那有些人他们有一个很好的做法啊，就是每年读一遍圣经。
But that's not all.
当然这不还不是全部的。
You can read the Bible and do it quickly, and you've read your chapter or two chapters or three chapters a day, and you might get very little out of it.
因为有的时候你可能读得很快，你一天读两章三章，但是你读完了以后，其实你没有得着什么。
One very important thing to do is to be able to have a time when you can be alone with the Lord, just you and the Lord, with your Bible open, and have Him speak to you.
那更重要的是呢，你一定要有时间单独的跟神在一起，就你和神两个人，打开圣经，让他对你说话。
Now we talked about meditating on the Word of God.
我们曾经讲过就默想。 默想神的话这个话题。
And of course, the picture we looked at was the cow that grazed in the field and then spent hours chewing over what it had taken in, chewing the cud.
那圣经用的是牛这样的一个图片呢，让我们理解什么叫默想，就是像牛在那里嚼草，可能要嚼很长很长时间，好几个小时直到把它吸收为止。
And without sitting quietly, just you and the Lord in meditation, you won't get the proper food value from the Word of God.
如果你没有和神单独在一起安静的这个时间去默想神的话的话呢，你是不能从圣经里面得到那个有价值的部分的。
Now, you remember Psalm chapter 1. We looked at that last week.
上个星期呢，我们谈过这个诗篇的第一篇。
Notice what the blessed man did, and he was blessed as a result.
我们还记得这个称为有福的这个人呢，他是怎么做的？他之所以称为有福，就是因为他是这样做的。
The blessed man, it says, what he does, in verse 2, it says, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, he meditates day and night.
那这个有福的人他是怎么做的呢？第二节里面说，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他就是喜爱耶和华的律法，而且昼夜思想。
So you can read your Bible and not get very much out of it, but it doesn't stay with you. You're not being spiritually fed.
你可以读圣经，但是你可能从里面没有得到什么，这样你在灵里呢就其实没有得到喂养。
So, what we need to do, every one of us as Christians, we need to spend time alone with the Lord, with our Bibles open, tell Him, Lord, speak to me, speak to my heart, open your scriptures to me.
那作为基督徒啊，我们每一位基督徒要做的事情就是你和神单独在一起，打开你的圣经，然后你对主说，主啊，求你打开我的心，你让我能够从圣经里面读到东西，请你对我说话。
And like David said, using the picture of a sheep, he said, you lead me into green pastures.
那大卫呢，在诗篇23篇里用了这样的一个图片来比喻啊，就是像羊啊，他说你领我到可安歇的水边。
And so the sheep, they feed on the good grass that he's got, that the shepherd leads him to.
领我到这个青草地上，就是羊呢就在这个很美丰美的这个草地上啊吃草。
And once you get the word of God into your heart,You begin to think it over again and again and again.
当你把神的话读进去了以后呢，就像把羊把草吃进去了以后呢，然后你就开始想，就是一遍一遍的去想，就像嚼一样。
So you can ask questions like, what did it mean to the people of that day, this passage of scripture, for example?
比如说你可以问很多问题，比如说你可以问说这段经文对当时这个写作的对象的这些人他是什么意思呢？对他们来说是什么意义呢？
What was their reaction to it?
然后这些人他们的反应是什么呢？
What can I learn from it?
那我又能从中学到什么呢？
And most important of all,Is there a picture of your son, the Lord Jesus?
而且最重要的一个问题就是这段话里面我能不能看见你的儿子主耶稣基督的形象呢？
And we're going to spend some time, not tonight, but in the future, on looking for Christ in the scriptures.
那我们可能不是今天晚上，可能是未来的几周，我们要花一点时间来告诉大家怎么从圣经里面找到耶稣基督的图片。
So, but tonight, I'd like to use a woman who learned the word of God at the feet of Jesus.
嗯，那今天晚上呢，我要用一个妇人的例子啊，她就是在基督的脚前来学习的。
Turn to Luke, the Gospel of Luke, please.
嗯，大家翻到路加福音。
Luke chapter 10.
十章。
God wants to speak to you. He wants to speak to me.
神特别愿意对你和我说话。
If we have the word of God, that's how he speaks to us.
他是怎么对我们说话呢？就是用他圣经里面写下来的话。
So let's read Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42.
我们读一下路加福音十章的38到42节。
Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her.
38节到42节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接她到自己家里。她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
So here we have two sisters who both love the Lord Jesus.
在这里我们看到有两个姐妹啊，她们都很爱主。
And we read in another place,that the Lord loved both those sisters.
而且我们在圣经另外一处读到，主也爱这两位姐妹。
It was one of the homes that when he visited, he felt right at home.
那他们的家呢，也是主每次来的时候都能够宾至如归的这样的一个地方。
Now Martha, she was serving the Lord.
那马大呢，现在是在服侍主。
But she became preoccupied with her service.
但是呢，她被她的这个服侍给占住了。
She wanted that dinner that she was making for her Lord to be absolutely perfect.
那她希望她给这个主做的这顿晚饭呢，是非常完美的一个晚饭。
And it would seem from this passage that she was making things a little more complicated than they needed to be.
然后从这段话里面可以看出来，马大好像有点把这个事情啊搞得过于复杂了，有些不必要的复杂了。
It was her service for the Lord that she was more interested in than perhaps the Lord himself.
所以我们可以看出她其实更感兴趣或者更在意的是他的服侍，而不是主本身。
And so she lost a bit of focus there.
或者说呢，他的这个注意力给就是这个目标给搞错了，关注点搞错了。
The Lord, his purpose in coming into the world was to bring the truth of God.Right into the world, into people's hearts. He was God's prophet from heaven sent.
那主来到这个地上的一个主要的目的呢，就是把神的真理带给人，因为他是神的先知，他要把神的真理带下来。
How long would he be with them?
他主会跟他们待多长时间呢？
The most important thing would be to sit and to listen to what he had to say.
所以他们更重要的最重要的事情应该是坐在主的脚前听他说。
So Martha, she was so busy and under a lot of stress because there were other guests as well. There were all the disciples. There was a lot of work to do.
那这个马大呢他就很忙然后呢他也在很大的压力之下因为除了主还有其他的客人嘛就是主的那些门徒所以他有很多的工作要做。
It was very good work. I think everyone there appreciated what she did.
当然他做了很好的工作我相信在场的每一个人都很感谢他所做的。
But the most important thing was not the meal or the hospitality. The most important thing there was that God was in their house.
但是最重要的事情呢不是这顿饭也不是他的这个待客之道重要的事情就是神此时此刻在他们中间。
And Mary, no doubt Mary was a faithful sister who always helped her sister Martha, who seemed to be the oldest one.
当然who Martha should be the oldest one, yeah?
Oldest one, yes. Martha was probably the elder one. Yeah.
那毫无疑问，那玛利亚呢，肯定也是一个好妹妹。她可能也，她平常也肯定常常帮助她姐姐马大。
But Mary, she chose to come and sit quietly at Jesus' feet.
但是玛利亚呢，这时候她选择安静的坐在主的脚边。
And she said, and it says there.That she listened to his word.
而且圣经里面说了，他是坐在那里听道，坐在耶稣的脚前，坐着听他的道。
You know, we can too. We can be so occupied with our service that we no longer hear the word of God.
有的时候我们会真的完全忙于自己的服事，我们都没有时间去听。主的话了。
No doubt Martha would get a little bit here and there.
当然这个马大可能会一会儿在这里或者在那里跑来跑去的。
But Mary got everything.
不是，那就马大因为进进出出，他可能这里也听到了一点，那里也听到一点，但是玛利亚全部每一句话他都听到了。
Martha then comes to the Lord and says to her,And says to him, "Don't you care that I'm left to serve alone, and my sister's just sitting at your feet?"
所以马大到主面前说，他说主啊，就是我妹子坐在你脚前，听到我一个人，他留下我一个人来忙，你不在意吗
？What was important to Martha?
那对于马大来，对马大来说最重要的是什么呢？
Her service.
就是他自己的服事。
But the Lord now, he very tenderly corrects her.
那神呢，现在主就是非常温柔的纠正了他。
And he says to her, Martha, Martha, he mentions her name twice.
主在这里啊，两次叫他的名字，马大，马大，叫了两次。
To do so is a very tender approach from the Lord himself.
其实这样做呢对主来说就是一个非常轻柔的一个责备。
He gets her attention, Martha, Martha.
那就是他希望能够引起马大的注意所以连连叫他了两声。
He said, you are stressed out about things and you're worried about the fact that perhaps your guests will not be pleased.
他说你啊，为很多的事情愁烦，然后你可能担心，你有很大的压力，你可能担心你的客人不满意。
And then he says this, the priority.
然后他说出了这个最重要的事情。
One thing is necessary.
他说不可少的只有一件。
Now,This I'm told, this is a play on words. It, a play on words, meaning it has a double meaning.
那这句话呢是个双关语啊。
One thing is needed. It could mean, and Mary probably understood it. One thing, instead of many dishes, Martha, a simple meal would have been better.
其中一个意思就是说,与其啊,你准备七碟子八碗啊,其实一个简单的一顿饭就够了。
But it also means, as we read it, the priority is to sit at Jesus' feet and hear his words.
那另外一层更重要的意思呢,是说最重要的事情就是坐在主的脚前听他说话。
So we read that Mary actually chose to leave her sister and all the service that was going on, perhaps knowing that she's going to be criticized. But she took the place, she chose to sit down quietly at the Savior's feet.
然后我们从这经文里可以读出这样的意思，就是玛利亚她是主动选择离开她姐姐，离开这个做饭的服侍，来坐在耶稣的脚前听到的，她可能已经预期到会被姐姐批评。
So the Lord says that she's chosen the good part, the best part.
但主说他选择的是呢上好的福分。
Don't be too busy. And I know that Chinese people are busy people.
不要让自己太忙，我知道中国人是非常忙碌的人呢。
Don't settle for second best.
不要只满足于那次好的。
Be like Mary, she chose the best part.
要像玛利亚那样，她选择了呢最好的部分。You
say, well, sitting and reading my Bible, listening to the voice of the Lord, I'm wasting my time.
你可能会说，我就坐在那里读经，跟主在一起，这个好像有点浪费时间。Are
you wasting your time?
你是在浪费时间吗？
There may be things that won't get done, but are they that important?
你可能是有些事情放在那里没有做完，但是真的很重要吗？
I just recently had a birthday, and I look back over many years in my lifetime.
我最近刚过了生日啊，我在生日的时候我也回顾我过去的一生。And
I think of all the things that I wasted time on things that did not really matter in the end.
我就意识到其实我花了很多时间在一些其实根本不重要的事情上，其实最后我在这些事情上都浪费了时间。But
the most blessed times that I can remember in my life are times that I have spent with the Lord and he's been speaking to me.
然后我这一生中最蒙福的时候都是我单独跟主在一起，他对我说话的那些时候。
And the Lord said, Martha, that choice that Mary made, what she's learned will not be taken away from her.
所以主说，马大，你要像玛利亚那样选择那个上好的，她所得着的是没有人能够夺去的。
And we're going to look at the result of this evening of hospitality. And the choice that Mary made, it made a difference in her life.
我们来看一下，就是在这个马大、玛利亚这一家请客的这个夜晚啊，这个玛利亚选了这个上好的福分以后的结果是什么？
Because there's a very interesting sequel to this story.
因为这是很有趣的这个故事的后续啊。Turn
to John chapter 12.
翻到约翰的十二章，约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12 and reading verses 1 to 7.
1到7节.
Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. And Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary, took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always."
约翰福音的12章1到7节，1到8节。逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉萨路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席，马大伺候，拉萨路也在那里同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，说：“这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？”他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊，常取其中所存的。耶稣说：“由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。”
Here we find them back in the house. Again, another supper.
在这里我们发现这个耶稣和他的门徒又回到这一家了，又来吃晚饭了。
And again,Martha's serving, but that's her gift.
这一次呢，还是马大服侍他们，但是这是马大的这个恩赐。
But Mary again does something very strange. Earlier in the other dinner, she just sat at Jesus' feet.
那就像上一次一样啊，玛利亚又做了一个奇怪的事情。上一次呢，她是就是什么都不干，就坐在那里听到。她这次又做了奇怪的事情。
Again, now she is doing an action.
那她现在呢，采取了一个行动。
She's acting out what she had learned at the feet of Jesus.
她是把她从耶稣脚前听到学到的东西，现在把它行出来了。
Now, Mary is criticized.
当然，玛利亚又被人批评了。
Not by Martha this time.
但这次不是被马大批评。
It's the disciples. In another gospel account, the disciples instigated by Judas.They complained that she was wasting this very precious ointment on the Lord.
就是门徒，耶稣的那些门徒们批评他，这些门徒呢是听了这个犹大的挑唆啊，是说他浪费了这个银子，本来这些银子可以周济穷人的。
And what she does, her actions are very, very beautiful.
但实际上她的这个行动呢是非常非常的美的。
As she took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard.
那她是拿了一斤啊极贵的这个真拿达香膏。
And Judas, the accountant, he recognized and gave a value of what she had done.The ointment, about a year's wages.
那这个管钱囊的犹大，或者说这个做会计的这个犹大，他给这个香膏做了一个价值的评估，就是这个香膏值这个一个工人一年的工钱。
It seemed even to the other disciples that it was a waste.
然后这个价值一说出来呢，其他的门徒啊都觉得。他们也认为这是个浪费。
But the Lord did not think so.
但是主不这么想。
He said to her in verse 7, let her alone, he tells his disciples.
主耶稣在第七节里面他说由他吧。
She has kept this for the day of my burial.
他说他是为我安葬之日存留的。
She kept it. That's an interesting phrase. In other words, we retake from that that she had purchased this long before this time.
这里面用的这个存留这个词啊，应该引起我们的注意，就说明她是在这个晚上之前很久以前就买了这个香膏的，不是现买的。
But what was the purpose?
那她当时买的这个香膏的目的是什么呢？
It was for the day of his burial. The purpose that she bought it was for the day of his burial.
是为主安葬的这日买的。
Now, none of the disciples understood that he was going to die.
就是其他任何一个门徒没有一个明白主是要死的。
Just a few days before, Peter had said, Oh no, Lord, let it be far from you, he said.
就在几天前呢，这个彼得还拦着耶稣啊，说不要，这事不绝不可发生在你的身上。
He had told his disciples on three recorded occasions in the scripture that he was going to go up to Jerusalem, he was going to be rejected of the Jews, that he was going to be killed.But the third day, he was going to rise again.
在圣经里面啊，记载有三次在不同的地方，主耶稣预言告诉他的门徒，他将要上耶路撒冷了，被这个犹太人拒绝，被他们杀害、埋葬、复活。
Now none of those disciples believed it or understood it.
但是没有任何一个门徒他们明白或者说相信他所说的。
Remember the two on the road to Emmaus? They were returning home after the death of the Lord Jesus. And they expressed what all the other disciples probably believed. That it was going to be him that was going to redeem Israel, the Messiah.
大家还记得那个耶稣死了以后那两个门徒去往以马忤斯的路上去回家的这个路上吗？他们所说的话就应该是表达了这个门徒基本上所有门徒所相信的，就是他们相信要拯救以色列的就是耶稣。
Was Mary the only disciple that understood that the Lord Jesus said what he said when he said he was going to go up to Jerusalem to die?
那是不是只有玛利亚她一个人相信主所说的她要到耶路撒冷去死这个事呢？
He had come to Jerusalem.
她现在已经到了耶路撒冷。
And he had been presented as the king.
而且她进来的时候呢是当成王一样被人欢迎进来的。
But he was going to be rejected, and within that week, that very week of that supper, the Lord Jesus was going to die.
但是就在那一个星期啊，就是这顿饭所发生的那个星期里面，主耶稣基督就会死。
And Mary knew this was the last opportunity that she would have of anointing the Lord Jesus, because from then on, he didn't stay at Bethany anymore.He was in the Mount of Olives, in the olive trees.
玛利亚知道这是她最后一次机会来高主了，因为今天晚上之后呢，主耶稣就不会再回到伯大尼了，他会到这个橄榄山那里去。
Now the question is, where did Mary learn this deep spiritual truth?
那问题就是玛利亚在哪里面学到了这个极深的这个属灵的真理呢？
She learned it at the feet of Jesus.
就是在耶稣脚前学到的。
Remember the Lord Jesus said that Mary has chosen the good part and it will not be taken away from her?
还记得主曾经说过，玛利亚选择了那上好的福分，是没有人能够夺去的。
The Gospel of Matthew.
我们现在翻到马太福音。
Matthew chapter 26.
26章。
And here we have Matthew's account of that same anointing in Bethany.
在这里面是马太记载的这个同样这件事，就是在伯大尼高主这件事情。
And I'd like to read that.
我想要给大家读一下。
Verse 6 of chapter 26.
26章的6节。
And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. And when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, Why was this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor. But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them,Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her.
六节到十三节，耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上。门徒看见就很不喜悦，说：何用这样的枉费呢？这香膏可以卖许多钱周济穷人。耶稣看出他们的意思，就说：为什么难为这女人呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。她将这香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬做的。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要诉说这女人所行的，做个纪念。
So when the Lord spoke to those disciples, he told them something in addition to what we learned in John's gospel.
那在这里面，主耶稣对他们门徒说的话，就比我们刚才在约翰福音里面的那个记载呢，多了一点东西。
That wherever the gospel is preached, the good news, what Mary had done is going to be told for a memorial for her.
多的这点东西是什么？就是他说，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要诉说这女人所行的，做个纪念。
You know, many famous, rich, and powerful kings have built great memorials to themselves.
那很多非常富有的这个强大的这个有权势的君王啊，他们都给自己做了纪念碑。
And those great monuments, they're falling down, they're rusting.
那这些纪念碑呢？有的已经倒了，有的是已经就是生锈了。
But what Mary's actions were, they're as fresh today.As they were 2,000 years ago.
但是玛利亚所做的事情啊，今天读来依然是新鲜的，就像2000年前一样。
And where did she learn such an important thing, not only for us, but to the very heart of God, that God would be actually believed in the world? What did it mean to the Savior?
那玛利亚做的这个事情啊，不单对我们很重要啊，她也是深得主的喜悦啊，相信主，我们相信主也是非常非常高兴的。那她到底是从哪里学到这个的呢？
So Mary would have also believed that if he died as he said he would, that he would rise again.
玛利亚她肯定，她不单相信主会死，而且她也相信主一定会复活。
And so we don't read of Mary being at, this Mary of Bethany, being at the tomb coming to anoint the Savior with spices. She didn't need to. She was waiting for the resurrection of our Lord.
所以我们没有读到这个玛利亚，就伯大尼的这个玛利亚出现在这个空坟墓前那些准备高主的那些妇人的队伍里面，因为她知道不需要，她在等着主的复活。
See, it's at the feet of Jesus that you and I will learn eternal truths.
所以你和我也是要在主的脚前才能学到那永恒的真理的。
It's at the feet of Jesus we learn the very heart of God.
也在耶稣的脚前我们才能够读到神的心里啊，他真心里面想的是什么。
And it's at the feet of Jesus that we are actually changed into his image, a permanent image that will never be taken away from us.
那也是在主的脚前呢，我们才能被主改变，改变成那永恒的样子，是永远也不会再变回来的那个美好的样子。
So, meditation, sitting at the feet, listening to the voice of God with your Bible open, we can be like Mary and listen to the secrets that God wants to impart to us.
所以我们都可以像玛利亚那样啊，坐下来跟主单独在一起，打开你的圣经，默想听主对你说话，学习这个属灵的真理。
Thank you. Now I'll turn our time to Mr. Summers for a farewell and a final word in prayer.
Eric, so after the prayer,
After Harold prays, sure. Okay.
我们先请Harold 做一个结束祷告，然后我给大家再讲一下那个精读圣经的这个使用和下载。
All right, well, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the opportunity to study your word.
主，我们感谢你给我们这个机会来学习您的话。
And tonight, Lord, we've learned about many helps that will give us extra counsel and extra wisdom by the grace of God. We thank you for those.
主，我们今天学习了一些能够帮助我们研读圣经的一些工具啊，它会给我们一些额外的咨询，给我们一些额外的智慧，我们为此感谢你。
But again, Lord, we realize that our greatest help comes from the Spirit of God.
但是主啊，同时我们意识到我们最大的帮助是来自圣灵。
And that it is humble obedience to him that allows him to speak clearly to us.
当我们谦卑，我们顺服他的时候呢，他就我们就允许他清楚地对我们说话了。
So Lord, we pray that we might receive the word from the Lord and we might respond in a godly fashion in order that you can teach us what we need to know.
主啊，我们盼望从你那里能够领受真理，也盼望我们能够按符合圣经的方式来回应你。
So thank you for the good times this evening. Bless us, we pray. Keep us, bring us back next week, we ask in Jesus' name.
主啊，感谢您今天晚上祝福我们的时间，也求您保守我们，祝福我们，下周再把我们带回来。
Amen.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣的名 ，Amen。